Tensions over trade are heating up between the United States and China. At midnight Thursday, $16 billion worth of Chinese products, including motorcycles, plastics, and refrigerators, became subject to a 25% tariff, or tax, when they're imported to the U.S. China responded with 25% tariffs of its own on American products, like buses and diesel fuel, when they're imported to China. These are the latest shots fired in what many analysts call a trade war between the two countries, and they could lead to higher prices on both sides of the Pacific on imported materials and the items they're made from. So why is this happening? The Trump administration has blamed China for unfair trade practices. President Donald Trump says they've helped China benefit, quote, too well for too long, and they've become spoiled. The tariffs are meant to help American manufacturers by making Chinese products more expensive to buy in the U.S. And while some American companies have benefited, others have seen their costs go up. Chinese President Xi Jinping says China will defend its own interests and free trade in general, and that he thinks the tariffs are not only about trade, but also about trying to limit the rise of China. Officials from both sides are meeting in Washington, D.C. to work out their differences, but analysts say they don't think much will come from the talks. And at this point, neither country is backing down on the tariffs. Up next today, is there ice on the moon? A study recently published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences suggests there is. The study was new, but the data wasn't. It came from an Indian mission that was carried out in 2008 and 2009. It involved an instrument designed to detect the reflective properties of ice, and also try to distinguish between whether it was looking at water or ice. Previous studies have suggested that ice could be present on the moon, but they might have just detected unusually reflective soil there, according to NASA. In the new study, scientists looked at information gathered from the darkest and coldest parts of the moon's poles, places that never see sunlight, and they concluded that they've found definitive evidence for ice in the moon's frigid areas. Why might that matter? Well, if there's enough of it, and no one knows how much there is, researchers believe it could be a water source for a future moon mission. Scientists involved in the study are hoping another mission will be carried out to examine the remote parts of the moon and better map it out.